Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program, those tuning in through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com. Whether you're listening in through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast, we're glad to have all of you with us. This Sunday afternoon, we have a guest that's been with us several times, but I tell you, every time, he always has something new to be able to share with us. I'm talking about recording artist Tomas Dunker. Of course, he's celebrating the release of his powerful album, Power of the Trinity, but also he's been doing a lot this year. The last time he was on the program, he was talking to us about a big event he had going on in New York, but he's also been doing a lot of traveling around the world, sharing the message of his music, and then, of course, being able to unite people along the way. He's back with us because, once again, we're looking at the year that was for him. Of course, 2012 was a big year for him. He's here to talk to us about that year, what it's been like for him to share his music with the world, and also what he has coming up for all of you. Now, one of my favorite songs from Power of the Trinity is A Beguragi. We're going to be hearing that song also on this program as well. I think we were one of the first to be able to share that song on the radio, so we want to thank our good friends at 92.3 FM here in the South for being a part of that experience, and of course, Tomas, for making it available. It is available for right now for free on his website, TomasDunker.net. We'll be giving that website out throughout this show. But Tomas, as I say, you know, it's one of those things, always something special to be able to share with you and to have you on the program. So thank you so much for being back with us. Well, Tomas, let's go ahead and start at the beginning. You know, you have been very busy this year, but you've been busy for the past several years, it seems like, sharing your music. Talk to us about 2012 and what it's been like for you to not only to be able to share this album, but also the message of your music with the world.
Oh, man, it's been a real blessing. This whole year has been such a blessing for us. And, of course, Cyrus, your support has just really helped move things along and in a huge way, and I can never thank you enough, man. We all really appreciate it. Everyone here is the True Groove family. You know, we really we love Cyrus Webb. You know, you are the man. The year started off great. I mean, with the release of Power of the Trinity, just a meditation on the life and times of His Imperial Majesty Haile Selassie, around the time of beginning of World War II, 1935-1941, and the acts of courage that he and the people of Ethiopia, what they did, what they stood for, against Mussolini, fascism, later on Hitler, obviously, and quite frankly the world, they stood up for what was right, period. And I felt that this was a message that was very relevant today, mm-hmm. Still very relevant, doing what is undoubtedly right, there is a right and a wrong, and I feel that we, the collective we, know that, it's all about choices. And I thought that by telling this story through music and dance, and getting to work with some amazing, the top Ethiopian artists, not even amazing, the best Ethiopian artists, and bringing them into what we like to call global soul, a real fusion of soulful elements of music from around the world, to present this message. The whole journey, I've been working on it for about 4 years now, and finally got to put it out there. And we've been touring. We were in the Caribbean at the beginning of the year, and then at the beginning of the summer, we played at Summerfest in Milwaukee, which is the biggest outdoor festival in the world, actually. It's huge. Right. We did 2 days there, and then we did a 6-show run at New York City Summer Stage, including a show in Central Park, and 2 shows in Harlem, Marcus Garvey Park. Amazing. It was just amazing, the turnout and the people and the community. And everyone was just so supportive, and you know, just beautiful, man. It's really beautiful. And right now what we're doing is we are developing the show for Broadway, and we'll be showcasing it early next year, 2013. And I actually was contacted by CNN, and I'm going to be on CNN, the International Newsroom, with Susan Malvo this coming Tuesday, the day after tomorrow, at 12:40. They heard about it. They got wind of it and said, hey, we want to put you on, you know, to spread the message. And so it keeps going. You know, the project just keeps going. I mean, just the more people find out about it and the more they're excited and interested and enlightened, you know, as we are every step of the way. It's always a new thing that we're discovering about ourselves and about, you know, this message and just the music, ways of connecting through music, you know, towards a common good. You know, I mean, I think I've said this to you before on your show, you know, Kenny Gamble and Leon Huff, amazing songwriters from Philly International period, wrote for people like the Stylistics and the OJs and stuff like that. And they said, you know, music is the healing force of the world. And that's, without question, a fact. That is a fact. The very important and influential Afrobeat, king of Afrobeat, Fela, he also said music is the weapon of the future. You know, and I feel like by combining both of these ideas into what we call global soul, you know, we can change minds and attitudes through music.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
And that's our goal, you know, without being political or, you know, whatever. I don't want to even go there with it. It's just about, hey, right and wrong. You know, let's all be together on this life thing, you know. That's the best thing for everyone, I think.
Yeah.
It's kind of simple, actually,
We talk about on the show a lot, Tomas, about the story, you know, because, you know, behind, I think, everything we do, you know, no matter how it's seen, there's a story behind it. When you look at the albums you've been able to produce, the Shapeshifter ensemble, of course you have Inside Out and projects like that, do you think that where you are right now with Power of the Trinity, that is just the next logical step of not only yourself evolving as a human being, but also our conscience evolving?
Well, absolutely. Good point, Cyrus. Yeah, absolutely. I feel that, you know, we live in this global village, you know, in quotation marks, right? You know, and with the internet and technology, you know, in some ways making it easier for all of us to be together, you know, the music is showing that, you know, the sound of the music, the texture of the music. Things are no longer, you know, separate. I mean, when I say soul music, I mean, it's very easy to think of Al Green, you know, or if you're from Africa, you could think of Mahmoud Ahmed, you know what I mean? But they're the same guy. It's the same feeling, you know, and because of these elements that are pushing us together, you know, uniting us, sometimes quite subconsciously, you know, it's just the way things are now. I mean, you can do business with someone in Jakarta in a second now, right? I mean, it's not even, you can talk to them. You know, it's just like, hey, I mean, this might seem like an old idea. Obviously, technology has been around on this level for a while. But in terms of, you know, artists being able to collaborate and work together, it's quite common now. And so we're taking advantage of that, you know, and really highlighting a lot of interesting flavors, contrasting, you know, mixing flavors from all over the globe. You know, into a soulful stew, if you will. You know, once again, this is not a new idea. You know, I mean, if you listen to Santana, I mean, he's been doing it since, right? I mean, look, Santana, what is that, rock and roll? No, it's something else.
Right.
You know, it's something else. You know, and okay, it got branded by being called Santana, so we know it as Santana. But listen to all the different kinds of music on one Carlos Santana record.
Right.
You know. Come on, it's nothing new. It's nothing new. Listen to Earth, Wind, and Fire records. You hear everything, you know. You hear it all. I mean, Maurice White was the master of the kalimba, you know, an African instrument, you know, and that was prevalent in a lot of their music. You know, there you go, global soul. It's been here, You know, right. we're just, and yeah, I'm not gonna call it a comeback either. You know, this is what I was raised on, so this is what I feel most comfortable trying to share with people. You know,
for those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Tomas Dunker is our guest, global soul artist. You just heard him talking about that, the type of music he's been able to create, and it's been able to take him literally around the world. As he mentions, in just a couple of days, he's going to be on CNN sharing part of his story. It's a story that we've, you know, had the honor of sharing here on this program. We're going to about to listen to Zekaragi here in a moment, Tomas. One of my favorite tracks on Power of the Trinity. I want to talk to you, though, about the history, because I have to be honest with you. When you first told me, and I can remember the conversation, about this project, Power of the Trinity, I totally didn't get it. I didn't get it. For one thing, when I hear the title, I automatically think religious, of course. And it wasn't, but what I will say, and I think I've had some of my friends who I've turned on to it say to me, is, Cyrus, I didn't get it until I started to listen. Do you think that's the key, letting the music speak for itself, letting the story that is the music for us, however we take it? Because just like a Zekaragi, a lot of people, I can see that being played in the club, even though it's definitely nothing to do with the club. You know what I'm saying? I mean, whatever it is speak. Is that what you think is the key for music by Tomas Dunker?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I personally think, and this is not in any way meant to be offensive to you, I think there's too much talk about everything, you know? I mean, as far as music is concerned, you know what I'm saying? People should just listen to the music,
right?
You know, just let it, bam, let it hit you, you know, or not, you know, find something that hits you, whatever style. It's not be me, it could be anyone, you know. Enjoy the music, immerse yourself in the music. It's a healing thing, man. There is, it can only be good. And the thing about the story, it is a very deep, multi-layered, multi-tiered story involving spirituality, religion, politics, war. I mean, a lot of stuff. It's a whole nother. I mean, we could spend a week just scratching the surface about Ethiopia and Haile Selassie, okay? But at the end of the day, what happened was that Ethiopia was being invaded by fascist Italy, and he stood up against it, period. Just period. During a time when, you know, all the countries in Europe were, you know, colonizing different parts of Africa. They were just basically cutting Africa up like a pizza, you know, saying, I want this piece of Africa, I want this piece of Africa, I want this piece of Africa. And to this day, you know, Ethiopia is the only country in Africa that has not been, you know, taken over by a European nation. They stood up for it. There's got to be something in that, you know. There's got to be something in that, man. I mean, you know, I'm not trying to talk about the state of Ethiopia now or any of that, okay, or any of the, you know, religious aspects of it. Like I said, there's a lot. Just that one principle is important. You know, if you don't stand for something, you fall for anything. You know, I mean, that's, we all know that.
Right.
Here's a man and a nation that actually did it against all odds, okay, on sheer will. There's something to be said for that. I mean, in all walks of life, not even, you know, doesn't have, like I said, I don't really want to be political about it. Just being involved in this project has given me so much personal strength, you know, and courage to do things, you know, in my own personal life.
Right.
You know, things that I never thought I could do, you know, outside of music, right? Just, you know, I'm not going to even get into any details. It's amazing, you know, because I said, wow, you know, look at, you know, it can be done. You know,
exactly.
Obama said, yes, we can. Yeah, you can. You really can. You know? And I think that, the music tells that. The music says that. You know? I mean, put it, we do our best to make sure the music does that.
Right.
that's what we have dedicated ourselves to that. And hopefully it does. To
exactly.
People, you know? Yeah. You know?
So, you know, everyone thinks about legacy, Tomas. Everyone thinks about how they will be perceived, I think how they will be remembered. As you are looking at your music and letting that kind of be your epitaph, what do you think your music says about you as a person, as an artist, as a mover in the universe?
Oh, wow, Cyrus. You're always asking the tough questions, Cyrus. That's why you are who you are. I don't know. I'm just trying to do some good. You know, I just want to do something good for people, for culture, you know, for art. You know, it's around. You know, it sticks around. There will be, you know, generations born that will discover my music, and I just pray that they can get something positive from it.
Yeah.
Period. Whatever that may be, that's a good thing. You know, if it means that they want to dance to it, great. You know, if they can be enlightened spiritually or educated as to something, great. As long as it's positive, you know, because I see a lot of negativity out there, you know, a lot. And I see people profiting on a lot of negativity. And I just, you know, I'm not going to name any names or point any fingers. I think you all know what kind of stuff I'm talking about, you know. And I don't think that we have time for that, the collective we.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just don't think we have time for it. I don't. It's not trivial. You know, we need to do things to to move closer to each other and not, you know, not be pushed apart, you know, spiritually. You know, I think it's important. I just do.
And do,
that's
do
why
you,
I hope it will be left.
Yeah, do you see that as an important part of music, Tomas, to be able to do that? Because you talked about earlier about, of course, there can be, sometimes be too much talk. Do you think that, you know, that music, if we allow it to, it can be that. It can be that uniter.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No question about it. No question about it. It cuts through, and there is no language barrier in music, man. It's just music. It is a language unto itself. You know? I mean, I saw that really firsthand, you know, in this project. You know, I have some great singers, Gigi, Mahmoud Ahmed, Sagai Selassie, you know, even myself, singing in Amharic, which is one of the mother tongues of Ethiopia, Amharic. And people truly do not know what we're saying, but they feel it.
Mm-hmm.
I have had people come up to me and say, wow, that song really, wow. And I'm like, you have no idea what I said here, but you got it. You got it exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, some of the songs on the record, quite a few of them actually, have me singing in English and then, you know, one of the other guest vocalists singing something similar in Amharic, just to show, you know, the level of communication. It's about the feeling of it.
Right.
You know, and that's how language works, you know. I mean, I'm sure it's happened to, you know, many listeners. You're in a room and someone is speaking Spanish, right? And you can tell they're obviously angry. It sounds like they're angry.
Right.
You can feel the vibe. The details almost don't matter. You know what I mean? You can just feel something is wrong, you know, or you can feel when someone's extremely happy. Same
right.
thing. You know, there's just so many important, you know, not even so subtle ways that we all communicate. Music is just one of them, and you put it on, you can just feel it. You know,
exactly.
if it feels good, that's what you should be listening to. You know, period.
You have Tomas, and over the years, the past 3 years especially, that you've been coming on the show, you have shared a lot, I think, with us as far as the music, but also about your life. You know, I think probably one of the most memorable conversations you and I had was last year, when we were, of course, remembering the events of September the 11th, 2001.
That's right.
And you shared some very personal things about your own experience during that particular time.
Yeah.
Do you see music as, I've heard people say, and I think sometimes, you know, we take these things for granted, but I've heard people say that music has saved their life. Do you feel as though you fall in that category where music has been part of why you are still here?
Absolutely. It's what I was meant to do. I was born to do it. Absolutely. It was my reason for even coming back to civilization, so to speak. You know,
yeah.
As we discussed, you know, at that particular interview, which I remember was very it was very emotional for me to. I hadn't planned on even talking about it, Cyrus. I just sort of went into it. But you know, I am, by God's grace, I'm going on 13 years of sobriety right now. You know, and it's because of music. Really, I mean, that was the underlying thing. I mean, I knew I had something to do. You know, that was, and I couldn't just walk away from my responsibility to it. You know, and I mean, that was the first motivating factor. And then once I started to find my way back, then just the joy of being immersed in it made me realize, like, oh boy, thank God I started making my way back. You know, thank God, because how could I have existed so long without it? You know, and the joy that it brings me, and the joy that I see it brings other people.
Right.
You know. And it feeds itself, you know what I'm saying? Good on top of good on top of good on top of good. It's just wonderful, you know? And I have rebuilt my life and career into a wonderful, wonderful place. I mean, I'm really, really happy and grateful right now.
Yeah.
I really am. And you know, yeah, music, like I said, it's the healing force of the world, man. Saved my life. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, obviously, you know, I have great people in my life, too. You know, but from my own personal center, you know, that was definitely it. You know, that was the big Band-Aid that I put on my soul, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Well, I think, Tomas, one of the great things that artists like yourself are able to do is that your story, your sharing, and I can hear the emotion even now, but your going in that place has helped other people come from that same place. And I think that again shows, you know, the commonality that we all have. I want to kind of reset for those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online. You're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with Tomas Dunker. He's a recording artist that has really made his mark on the world. He's a global soul artist that really speaks to the heart and has been able to create some powerful music. If you have not heard of him before, Power of the Trinity is the brand new project. It's really taking him all over the place, including, as he was just sharing with us a few moments ago, he'll be on CNN in just a couple of days if you're listening to us live on Tuesday. So we'll be letting you know again how you can be able to watch him there, but just know that you heard him first here on this program before he
makes
that
appearance. That's
right, Cyrus. You know, TomasDunker.net is the website. You offer a lot of great information there. They can find out about the album there as well as the single we're going to be able to hear. Talk to us about the website and how it has evolved as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it's just wait till after Tuesday. It's going to be not completely overhauled, but it's going to definitely be updated. We have so much more information, video clips, more music, you know, to give away to people, you know, more music for sale as well, for those of you interested in purchasing. It's always a good thing. You know, I want to say this also in early next year, I'm going to be launching my label website, which is True Groove. That's the name of my label. And I have a stable of amazing artists that I have been developing, and some new blood has come into the camp too, some fantastic people. I mean, you're familiar, of course, with my work with Marla Mace. You know, and she's amazing. We just came back from China. We played the Global Peace event in Linzhou, China, about a month ago, and that was amazing. And Heather Powell,
mm-hmm.
You know, working with her for quite a while, she's amazing as well. I'm working on a new record by a fellow named Kevin Jenkins, and he is legendary bass player, singer, songwriter who works with Shamikia Copeland, who is the queen of the blues, for those of you who don't know that. So we got his debut album. And three, we call them the Young Bloods coming up, a young man named Terrell Green, who was actually one of the stars of the Power of the Trinity show. We're working on his debut release now, and he is electric. I can't even go into it. Cyrus, you need to speak to him on the show. He is phenomenal. And two lovely young ladies, Miss Lael Summer, who's also amazing. We have an EP out on her now, and her full album will also be released early next year. And another young lady named Jenny Gold, and phenomenal artists, not just singers, artists in their own right. And So the True Groove tribe is growing, you know. So it's not just Power Trinity. We got a whole lot of great stuff for everybody coming early next year.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah, I mean.
We'll definitely be looking forward to that. And, of course, you'll be coming back here. That goes without saying, too, to be able to keep us posted on everything. I'm going to ask my producer, Jeff, we're going to change that up. Instead of listening to a Bikaragi, I think we're going to listen to Conscious of the World.
Okay.
I think that single kind of encapsulates a lot of what we've been talking about. Let's listen to that single, and then when we come back, I want you to once again let our listeners know how they can stay in contact with you and, of course, be able to support you this Tuesday, okay?
All right, fantastic.
All right, here is Conscience of the World from the new project, A Power of the Trinity. We'll be right back with our final moments with Tomas Dunker. Stay with us.
I look to the sky. I try to find the meaning. Try to find the meaning. Listen to the wind. I try to hear the answer. Try to hear the answer. Thank you.
Conscience of the World from Power of the Trinity by Tomas Dunker. Tomas is joining us live. We're here with our final moments with him. It's been a great half hour. If you missed any part of the conversation, don't worry. I'll be telling you here in a moment how you can go back and listen to the entire thing. But Tomas, let our listeners know again where they can stay in contact with you and find out more information about the album and also purchase your previous music as well.
Okay, if you go to the website, there's ways of getting to iTunes from there or from different buy points. If you just go to TomasDonker.net, TomasDonker.net, you'll see everything you need to know. Also, you can like me on Facebook, Tomas Dunker Music. Okay, that's a good thing to do, like us on Facebook. You can also like us from the website as well. I'll be on CNN Tuesday afternoon, Eastern Time, on the Suzanne Malvo International Newsroom show at 12:40 exactly. And there'll be lots of, they've got all kinds of footage from the Central Park shows, and it's going to be great. That's all I can say. It's going to be really great. There's a lot of stuff going to happen during that interview. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, okay. We're looking forward to that. We want you guys to tune in. Start tuning in at 12:30 Eastern if you can, guys. To make sure that you don't miss. Yes, to make sure you don't miss anything. We know how television goes sometimes. We definitely don't want to miss Tomas. But again, it's just coming up Tuesday. Suzanne Malvo, we love her. So definitely make sure you do check that out. And Tomas, it goes without saying, man, congratulations to you. I'm not at all surprised at the success that you've been able to have, and I know there's so much more coming from you, both musically and also as the message continues to spread. So congratulations, and we look forward to what you have in store for us for 2013.
Oh, Cyrus, thank you so much, man, for all the support, you'll know about it first, Cyrus. Trust me on that. All right?
We'll hold you to that, Tomas. Again, make sure you visit him at TomasDunker.net, and also, as he says, like his page on Facebook, as well as follow him on Twitter at Tomas Dunker as well. That's going to do it for us for this part of our Sunday afternoon program, and I'll be back with you guys tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern. We'll be reminding you guys, too, about Tuesday as well. And if you came in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air here by going to conversationsliveradio.com. If you're friends with me on Facebook or follow me on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Just click on that link. You'll be able to go back and listen to the podcast completely for free. That's going to do it for us. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb telling you guys to make sure that you keep inspired, keep focused, and make sure you keep the conversation going. We'll be back with you guys tomorrow here for Conversations Live.